RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Hemp, you have the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. Thrilled to welcome on today's very special guest, Jay Farrow. Home show this weekend. Kind of a home show. I will ask him if it's a home show. 4 shows at the Funny Bone this weekend. I know you're... We'll jump right in, Jay. You're 757 guy, but VCU, it's a little bit home show, right?
Yeah, second home show.
The second home show.
That's what it is. Yeah.
I love that. You know him, of course, from his time on Saturday Night Live, and now you've got the game show as well, the show with Balls, which I would imagine that's lending itself to interesting conversations when you explain what you do.
Listen, man, I'm not responsible for the name. I just have a job, and I do my job. And, you know, listen, the ratings are great. So, hey, it's a fun thing, man. You know, I didn't choose. Hey, I do get people run up on me and they do say release the balls. It's really weird to have a catchphrase like that, especially when you have outlets like, you know, Cameron and Mace. It is what it is. Yeah, you don't want to get cooked. And I feel like, man, in somewhere, sometime, like at Thanksgiving, I'm going to get cooked. I'm gonna get cooked at Thanksgiving. I think so. I have teenagers that are cousins. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, and they're very juvenile.
No.
So yeah, there's a lot of jokes about balls.
No.
There you go.
Exactly.
Oh, man.
We're of course much more mature than that here. We would never stoop to that level for
cheap
laughs.
Absolutely, yeah. Nobody in the 30s range or 40s range says anything. Yeah, okay. Everybody's cooking.
Everybody. tell
me
about
bunch
your
of chefs in this kitchen.
Tell me about your time at VCU. What kind of student were you?
I was in and out. It was like, you know, going to VCU was like a one night stand. I was there for one semester and then I you know, hey, you know, it is what it is. Then you see what happened.
That's how it works though. When you do one semester and then if you don't amount to anything, they're like, nah, he just came through here. But if you do one semester and then you have a famous Fox TV show, you're on the billboard all of a sudden. This guy, we made it happen.
I love the compliment of self. I love it. I love the compliment of self. It's great. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's, yeah, man. whenever you listen, man, listen, it is what it is, man. It is what it is. It was my time at VCU was fun. It was like, it was a lot of parties and a lot of trying to decide what to do. And I think it all worked out.
Jay Farrow joins us. It definitely worked out for him. He's got four shows this weekend at the Funny Bone. You can catch him Friday night with the doubleheader and then Saturday night as well, of course. Now, we're a sports station. I want to ask you, you do a ton of sports impressions, but I want to ask you about one of my favorite voices that you took over, your Dredrick Tatum on The Simpsons. Now, I'm a white guy. I don't know if you could tell that or not, but that's a legendary role right there. What was that like getting that?
Oh my gosh. You know what, man? 2020 happened. There was a lot of people got offended, and things changed. You feel me? To take on a classic character like that, man, the Mike Tyson role on that show, dude, it was fun. When I was a kid, I always used to look forward to Dredrick Tatum, man. That's what I used to look forward to. And to now be that person, man, it just blows my mind. Anything, to be on Family Guy, like, it's mind-blowing. But that's one of my favorite impersonations to do, the Michael... Mike Tyson impersonation, man, because people don't usually see me do it. You know what I'm saying? So taking over an iconic role like that, man, and actually doing a good job. Thanks. Shout out to Christine Mangle. You know, she used to work at SNL, and she was the reason. She kind of facilitated that. I'm not even gonna lie. And hey, man, now I'm Cartoon Mike. I'm Iron Cartoon Mike Dredrick Tatum. You know what I'm saying?
Immortality in the best way possible. I would imagine you got some sports in your act, though. Anybody you've been working on recently?
I always have fun, man, doing Shannon Sharp and Kendrick Perkins. Kendrick Perkins is a real fun one to do. Because, it is all about the way that you have to accentuate the words and say things very slow. Because when you on national television and people start asking you questions, well, you got to know some sports stuff, man. So you got to have the IQ to be able to bounce back and really have combat and be what they call combative with all of these people and sports heads, because you got to be able to hold your own. I love French Bulldog puppets, that's like a real Kendrick Perkins is a fun one for me. Like I said, Shannon Sharp is fun too. And I definitely do talk about my uncle in my show, especially off of recent events that happened with them, OnlyFans peoples. Yeah, with OnlyFans models. Yeah, I don't think anybody is worth $20 million. I don't think no OnlyFans butt is worth $20 million. Hey, listen, man, if I was Shannon Sharp, and I would have took her to court and I would have started talking like Shannon Sharp. I would just talk like myself, and they would have been like, wait a second, dog. I was like, excuse me, Your Honor. Let me tell you something. Your Honor, I don't understand where she thought things were going to happen. Listen, y'all, I don't want to... I would have started doing like that, and then the judge would have been like, well, he's obviously mentally compromised. She's abusing this man. I would have got off. That's what I would have done. You know what I'm saying?
Embrace debate.
Ridiculous. Ain't no... You said what?
You got to embrace debate. That's the motto there.
Absolutely, man. So I don't know, man. It ain't worth $20 million. I'm telling you that right now, boy. I wouldn't have settled a goddamn thing. I would have took her behind right to court, and I would have been in there talking like mushmouth. Yeah, right. That's what I would have done.
Jay Farrow joining the program. He'll be at the Funny Bone, two shows Friday, two shows Saturday, back in his home state of Virginia. And you're doing a million things right now. Tell us about all the other things you got cooking right now. You got the quiz show. You got a ton of appearances.
I got the Quiz with Balls show. I have Invincibles, Family Guy, of course, The Simpsons, of course, I'm still on the road, of course, working that. You know, I'm about to shoot a action comedy film in September. God dang it, I still got a couple more movies that haven't come out yet that are in the can. Look, shoot, man, it's a lot of things going on, man. It's a lot of things, and I'm in Hollywood, man. So still out here. Still out in Hollywood. Well, not in Hollywood. Actually, I'm out 30 minutes away. I don't bang with Hollywood like that. That's not what I do. You know what I'm saying? You know, they got weird parties. I don't mess with them. You feel me? So I am I'm away from it, far enough away where I'm far enough and I'm close enough where I can still get to it. It's kind of like when you dip your foot in the water, then you run back to your cut. Yeah. That's what I do. So, man, I'm blessed to be able to do everything, brother. Everything, you know. And I'm working on another project. I'm working on this musical project that's never been done before called The Odyssey. This is gonna be so dope. It's like funk rap, but it's literally like a movie. It's like a movie in music, man. It's crazy, bro. It's real crazy. So I have a lot of things on the fire, man. And, you know, you got to stay on the grind, brother, because eggs are expensive.
You know. Yeah, you got to be able to afford the full dozen. He'll be able to after this week. Yeah, it's going to be four great shows at the Funny Bone, Short Pump, Virginia, the Hollywood of the East Coast. Lots of people starting to say that. Jay Farrow, see him this weekend at the Funny Bone. Jay, we got to bounce. Thank you so much for the time this morning.
Thank you, my brother. Appreciate you. Yeah, y'all come out, man. And let me say this. This is one of the best live shows you will ever see in your life. I stand by my brand, man. We have fun, man. So come out. Come out to the Funny Bone, man. See your boy. Your boy is home. Let's have fun, Virginia. You know what I mean? It's all good.
Funnybone.com. Get your tickets now. Two shows Friday, two shows Saturday. Jay Farrow. We're back after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan, at 105.1 FM.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Impy on the mic, 910 the fan, 105.1 FM worldwide on the free Odyssey app. There's a new trend among workplaces in Silicon Valley. So you know this is going to be off the charts to begin with.
Yeah.
These are, I'm not even going to read the names of these companies. You know the names of the biotech, pharma, tech places.
Okay, sure.
Cursor. I don't know what... Sure. Nobody knows what Cursor does, but it's worth $200 trillion.
And I'm sure they impact my daily life, so whatever.
they are not making anything tangible and also all printing money.
Yes.
I just looked it up.
Great for Silicon Valley.
I shouldn't have looked it up.
Oh, no. What do they do?
Cursor is the AI code editor built to make you extraordinarily productive.
Why? Who's asking for this? Stop it.
This guy works for Cursor, but okay. He's also worked for other places in Silicon Valley
that do other essential functions for society, I'm sure.
All I know is the whole place would fall apart if we didn't have Cursor.
Woo.
If Cursor takes a day off, yeah, we're all just going to be walking around not knowing what to do. We're going to have to interact with each other. It's going to be
humans? I don't even know how to do that anymore.
At Cursor, they have a policy. This isn't optional. Okay, this is the company policy.
Okay.
No shoes in the office. You take off your shoes when you come in. You don't wear shoes in the office. Like it's somebody's home, basically.
No. No, it's not.
You take off your shoes when you come in for the day, and that people don't wear shoes in the office. That's the new trend in Silicon Valley. Is to take your shoes off at the door when you get to the office for the day.
Put your shoes on. Get some steel-toed boots and go work construction. Everyone at Cursor, go build a house.
Touch some grass.
Touch some grass.
Touch some grass.
You're taking your shoes off to work. No! This isn't vacation. We're not relaxing at home. Do you get points for fun socks?
I would assume so. Yeah.
You better have some kind of Odyssey point system going. If I'm not getting points for showing my socks, I'm not doing it.
That's fair.
What about those toe shoes?
Oh, the like the ones that the barefoot runners use?
Yeah.
That's a good question. So we've got a lot to get to here for sure. Why? A simple reason. The CEO grew up in a household with a no-shoe policy. So did I.
Yeah.
We all did.
You've never made me take off my shoes in the studio.
Because this is not my home.
Yeah.
This is my place of employment.
Place of work. Here to do a job.
Notion and Gusto, both also tech companies, both also in Silicon Valley. As for the question, do you have to wear socks? The San Francisco Department of Public Health has weighed in. There is no health code violation for being barefoot in a commercial space.
Yeah, because they don't do anything.
That's gross.
That's very gross.
I was.
Put your dogs away.
I was willing to entertain the argument until I learned that some people aren't wearing socks either.
I mean,
that's
California.
Gross. That's gross. I don't care. I know they do gross things in California.
They do.
But that's over the line. Do they not know about athlete's foot? Do they not know about tough actin, tenactin? Do they not? Have they never seen the John Madden ad? Bad things happen when you walk around barefoot. In public spaces.
It's an office space, too. Like, Staples on the floor, I assume. Whatever. I don't know what they do at
Cursor. They don't make things.
They don't do any work.
There are no things.
Ah!
There are no things at Cursor, to be very clear.
What are the other things you said? Notion? Did they just flip through a dictionary and stop on a word? What's going on, Cursor?
Notion is the AI workspace that works for you.
No! No! AI is being built by people with no shoes on?
Some are calling Silicon Valley the birthplace of the business casual movement, and this is the latest extension of that.
Business casual will not take my shoes.
But I just want to be 100% clear in the event that you are working a job and today's your first day and you're listening to the show on your way in. Business casual does not mean take your shoes off at the door. That's not actually a thing.
No shoes, no shirt, no service. Where have we gotten lost? What do you mean?
Why are we doing this? You're not at home. You're not supposed to be comfortable. You're at a job.
Yeah.
Working. You know who we need to get in here on this? Fajita.
Mm-hmm.
We need Rich Herrera, host of Richmond's Morning News.
Oh, yeah, we do.
Because he both spent time in California, and I am very sure is going to side with us on this matter. I believe.
Are the employees for this? Like, surely somebody out there is like, oh, Dave has really stinky feet. Like, I
right?
About this new
Somebody's going to have stinky feet.
Yes.
And that person needs to wear socks, but you don't have to wear socks because it's a casual culture.
And they don't do anything. Oh, boy.
I think that's the main issue here. That's the main issue is there's no productivity happening, so they want to be as comfortable as possible while they don't produce anything.
Mm-hmm.
That's the issue.
I think what's really getting my goat here, MP, is that every company is making some sort of AI product.
Sure, of course.
And something I want the AI to know.
If you're listening.
Is that we should wear shoes in the workplace.
I think
that's
fair.
The AI is being designed by people who are shoeless, that's raising a lot of red flags for me.
You think that's impacting their performance? I don't think their performance could be impacted negatively.
No,
quite frankly.
I think it's impacting the AI. I don't want my meetings transcribed by some shoeless robot. I need my robot to be here to get to work. If we're going to replace a human with a robot, it's going to wear shoes.
That is a big issue I have with AI. People are worried like AI is going to take over the world, but AI is taught to absorb the people and culture around it.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's absorbing this shoeless culture, AI is not going to be a threat.
They're not coming for us.
In the global marketplace.
Yeah.
You think they're coming for the Taiwanese? A shoeless AI? No chance.
Uh-uh.
No chance. Not going to happen. Big issue.
Huge issue. What are we doing as a society? What are we doing?
You have to take off your shoes at the door when you go to work there. Speaking of places where you don't have to take your shoes off at the door, I said I was going to wrap up on Virginia Tech, so I'm going to wrap up on Virginia Tech.
I'll let you go.
Now that we're all worked up. Now that we're all worked up.
I'm going to take my deep breaths in the corner.
All right. This is the thing. This has gotten me worked up for 20 years. And Whip Babcock pointing it out, I mentioned Virginia Tech doing this presentation. Here's how we can be competitive. And the bulk of it was we have to be good at football. And I get that. And that's correct, of course, obviously. But one of the things he points out is that schools in Virginia largely fund their athletic departments through student fees, which is they charge the students for the right to have a sports team. And VCU, for instance, if you're a student there, hey, so you can get mad again if you want to get mad again. VCU students pay $1,300 a year to have sports teams. It's baked into the tuition. And that money funds the basketball team, basically, and the other sports as well.
The undefeated football team.
The undefeated football team. JMU, it's $2,000.
Ooh.
Well, they got football. VCU doesn't have football.
Mm.
ODU, $2,000. Now, UVA, $700 a year in athletic fees. Virginia Tech's only charging $400 a year. They're suggesting raising the student fees so that they can be more competitive in football. As we say, the money's got to come from somewhere, and they've identified the easiest source of the money, kids' tuition. Now, I am a huge believer that we need to just, like, if Congress does anything around the NCAA, and they don't, and they never will, Congress needs to ban student fees subsidizing athletic programs everywhere. Because I understand the argument. Other states are doing it, so we have to do it to stay competitive. I get that. I'm just saying I don't like it in other states either. And so that's one of the suggestions. Virginia Tech raising the student fee by $300 a year to fund more things. They've also got other suggestions, including turning the area around Lane Stadium into a mixed-use entertainment district, which is, you know, what the Braves are doing, what the Commanders are doing, whatever. Packers are doing that. We're going up to Lambeau, by the way. September 10th, we'll be live from Lambeau on The Fan, Awad and I. I'm excited for that because, as you know, I love Lambeau. I don't know if that directly translates to Blacksburg, but I'll say this. I've heard worse ideas. I'd rather they do that than raise the student fees. But they got to be good at football. Those are the rules. If you're not good at football, you're not going to be competitive. You're not going to get poached by the SEC. You're going to be irrelevant. And for Virginia Tech, Football is what's keeping them on the map in a lot of ways. Football turned the Virginia Polytechnic Institute and State University into Virginia Tech. I get the fear that if they lose this race, if they drop out, they don't get poached into the SEC or Big Ten in 5 years, it would mean bad things overall for the school. I get that. I don't want them taking it out of kids' pockets, but I get the importance of football. And those numbers are jaw-dropping from Whit Babcock, a potential $80 million swing just for making the college football playoff. You'll be able to follow the Hokies all season long. We gripe about football. We gripe about the money. The product always delivers. Excited for college football this season. Excited to bring it to you on The Fan. Excited for everything around another football season. It's coming. We're coming to River City Roll Saturday night under the lights, 6 o'clock, AWOD's Football Fest 3. Be there. Show continues right after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM. And be on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. Counting you down, race week in Richmond. Cookout 400 under the lights Saturday night at Richmond Raceway. They'll open up the track tonight. Go get your laps in for charity, 5 o'clock. Track laps for charity to benefit Richmond Raceway Cares if you want to take your car out onto the track. Austin Dillon's going to be taking his car out on the track Saturday night. He joins us now. Austin, good morning. How's it going?
Doing well. Just looking forward to getting up to Richmond and having a little fun on the racetrack.
All right. You got the win last year at Richmond. You were in the same spot as you're in this year. Got a win to make the playoffs here in Richmond. What's that do for you confidence-wise here, knowing you're coming back to a place with some nice memories?
Yeah, if you could circle a track to go to with two to go, it'd be Richmond. So I'm excited. We're going to go out there and try and repeat the performance we had last year and see if we can't change our season right there in one race.
What was it last year that you started sixth, had a great performance? What is it about this track that agrees with you?
I would say just the tire degradation. I think we do a good job of taking care of the tires, and as the track changes and you go from daylight into night, a lot of things start to change, and you got to keep up with the adjustments, and I feel like our team did a good job of that.
People have been asking for this race to come back under the lights. We're glad it is this weekend. 7:30, the Cookout 400 at Richmond Raceway this weekend. Austin Dillon will be there with Richard Childress Racing. And you mentioned two to go. How does strategy change? How does the aggressiveness change? Do you have to kind of be ready for anything here, knowing there's a lot of drivers in your spot that aren't racing for top threes right now? They're racing for wins.
Well, you got to be aggressive. We want to go out there and have a good showing either way. I'd love to win the race, but you got to be aggressive and execute in all facets to get to victory lane these days. And pit crew's got to have a good day. I got to have no mistakes on the track, and hopefully the opportunity to win presents itself.
Now, you've been part of the reason Richmond only has one race this year. You guys went to Mexico City for the race earlier this year. What was that like? What was that experience down there for you?
Yeah, it was pretty wild, man, going to one of the largest cities in the world. Had a really good meal down there, I'll say that. That track was fun and interesting for sure, kind of a stadium section in it. But, man, the culture was cool to be around and see.
It's the F1 track down there. Do you watch the other racing series, or do you watch the F1 or the Indy?
Yeah, I keep up with F1 and Indy.
Do you ever, and some of the guys, drive in the different styles, is that anything you would ever do?
Man, I think I'm in the most competitive form of racing in NASCAR, and it presents a different challenge every weekend that we go to different types of tracks, and I love NASCAR. I'm probably NASCAR only here. I wouldn't mind doing like a stadium truck one day. I think that's pretty cool, but I'm a NASCAR guy.
No doubt. We love having you, Austin Dillon, and the rest of the Cup Series coming to Richmond this weekend. Cookout 400. This is kind of one of the classic tracks on the circuit. How do you get yourself ready for the uniqueness of what Richmond's going to throw at you?
I think the biggest thing is, the only thing we really have is the simulator. But just going back and preparing by watching last year's race and looking at some of the history of how things go is the best way to prepare. Do your homework.
We'll do ours. We'll be ready out there at the track this weekend. The Cookout 400. Austin Dillon joining us here on The Fan. You've got what's those team meetings like? Because you've got Kyle Busch. Is same situation. Everybody pushing for the playoffs. What's What's it like around the facility this week as everybody's getting ready for this last push?
You know, everybody's trying to push as hard as we can to get RCR in the playoffs, and we got two opportunities to do that, so all hands on deck.
There you go. Anything else you want to say to the fans of Richmond here as we get ready to go under the lights on Saturday night?
No, sir. I think you guys come out, support us, and we'll see you at the track.
We'll look forward to it. Thanks for joining us for a few. Austin Dillon and the number three. You'll see him under the lights on Saturday night. Thanks, Austin.
Thank you.
All right, there he goes, and you can get your tickets through Richmond Raceway for Saturday night. Big sports day in Richmond on Saturday. Flying Squirrels in town as well. You got 18 more chances to see them at the Diamond. They'll be there Saturday night. And, of course, AWOD's Football Fest. Always looking forward to AWOD's Football Fest as well. He is working on connecting through the Comrex, is my understanding here, Hazel. You give me a thumbs up when we get there. We'll check in. Get our live update from Ashburn here. We'll go to Ashburn. We'll figure out what happened today during the thing. So why don't we hit the crosstalk sounder? We'll do a little early crosstalk here on the Fan.
Two hosts enter.
Let's get it on right now, right?
Two hosts will also leave, but in between, all bets are off. This is Crosstalk with MP and AWOD.
Okay, okay, let's get this show on the road.
All right, AWOD joins us from Ashburn. He's the host of Football Fest this weekend. I'll be there. You should be there, too. River City Roll, Saturday, 6 o'clock. I won't be jealous Saturday night because I'll be there. I'm a little jealous of you right now because I think this was the most highly anticipated practice maybe of the whole training camp, the intra-squad scrimmage. What'd you see out there today, Adam?
Yeah, it was a really great idea by Dan Quinn. This is a huge lull period here in the preseason, as they do not face off against the Bengals until Monday Night Football. So day off tomorrow, which, you know, always means here in training camp that today's going to be harder than yesterday. Yesterday, just a walkthrough. Today was the joint practice, the inner squad scrimmage, the burgundy against the gold, and the offense struggled. I don't want to read too much into it. And like Dan Quinn says, you know, when the defense wins, the Commanders win. But the defense certainly won. Jaden Daniels and the starting offense struggled to even get a first down throughout the entirety of this joint practice. I think the final score was 14-0. Sam Hartman's squad got the victory. You know, there's a lot of little things that you can look at here in terms of, like, I thought the rush through the middle was awesome, but that also shows you a weakness on the interior of the offensive line. And you did not have great separation from the receivers. But, you know, Jaden Daniels is the lead story, as always, the starting quarterback, the franchise quarterback. This was one of his worst practices I've seen. You know, he was still smiling, happy on the sidelines, messing with his teammates, talking smack. But the throws were not as accurate as we've, you know, come to see as kind of the consistency from Jaden Daniels. Today was not that.
It hasn't been a great training camp overall for them. We've seen that the offense has been struggling to keep up. The offense struggled in the preseason game. Are there reasons for concern, or are we leaning on they got it figured out last year, they'll be fine once this year gets going?
I'm not concerned, but I told you after the first training camp practice that we came to here, and by the end of that Monday and Tuesday, or we were actually here Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, I came away with the takeaway that Jaden will run more this season. He will run more this season. Today, we didn't see that because of the joint practice where he's wearing the yellow penny. And so they even blew the play dead on times where he probably would have escaped. He probably would have escaped the sack and ran for 15 or 20 yards. So you don't see those explosive off-script plays. But in terms of the timing and being a pocket passer, that's where you want to see him take a step forward. And I haven't seen that today. That doesn't mean he wasn't like that, you know, last week or, you know, even yesterday in the walkthrough. But today was not a good practice in terms of timing and rhythm of the offense for Jaden Daniels.
All right. The loss for the offense, though, means good things for the defense. And we were worried about the defense coming into this season. They seem to be proving themselves in camp so far. Any standouts you want to give us on the defensive side of the ball?
Yeah, Will Harris, Trey Amos, Will Harris, Trey Amos, Frankie Louvu, Dorrance Armstrong all popped today. Amos had a couple really good plays. Will Harris felt like he was all over the field. He was playing closer to the line of scrimmage. I wonder what this defense is going to look like here in terms of obvious passing down situations, because we know Wagner will probably be on the middle of the field, and then Louvu is going to be rushing the passers. So that leads a spot behind him, and that's where Will Harris was sliding up today. So, yeah, I mean, the defense looked good. The defense had good pressure in the face of Jaden Daniels and the first-team offense, and they made some good plays. There were some good hits there. You know, this was a very positive performance by the offense and by the defense, and Quan Martin, one of the leaders, will join the show later today.
Now, always great content from Awadi's Boots on the Ground in Ashburn, Washington Commanders training camp, where they did the intra-squad practice today. Great content yesterday all over our social media feeds and Adam's social media feeds. Go check that out. And, of course, know plenty more coming today with Quan Martin. Running back Bill Kroski-Merritt didn't participate precautionary because of his shoulder issue from the preseason opener, but that left the door cracked open for Chris Rodriguez. I feel like we haven't called his name a lot this preseason, but I saw he had a nice block for Sam Hartman, and blocking's how these running backs are going to distinguish themselves this season.
Yeah, it was actually running back Demetric Felton that made a majority of the plays for Sam Hartman's team there. He looked really good. He showed off the speed. He broke a few tackles. That was the guy that was leading Hartman. It was Rodriguez who got into the end zone, I believe, later on that drive. But yeah, Felton certainly showed up. I will say you did have, you know, Jaden struggled and the offense struggled, but Brian Robinson didn't. Brian Robinson had a couple good runs, also had a nice grab on a screen pass there. And so you saw B-Rob out of the pocket, out of the backfield, making a few plays. That was a bright spot.
We love bright spots. We love getting the AWOD report from out there at training camp, and we're going to love your interview with Quan Martin here, AWOD Radio, noon to 3, live from Ashburn. So first preseason game in the books. Next Monday night is the next one, which is why they were able to do the competitive periods today. I know everything comes back to Terry all the time, but he made himself the story again by showing up on the sideline chatting with Adam Peters today. What did you make of Terry coming out to today's practice?
A step in the right direction. That's progress, in my mind. He was, you know, he had not been out here with his teammates during practice. This feels like a guy that is just biting at the opportunity to get out there with his teammates once again. And I thought it was interesting standing on the sidelines. It's very hot out here, but he's wearing a hood. Is he trying not to be seen by the media? But I did think the coolest part was him talking with Adam Peters, and just looked like two buddies getting along. Like, it didn't look like there was any animosity there, just having a conversation. I take this as a positive step in the right direction. And, you know, anytime the offense struggles, that makes Terry's side look good in negotiations.
Yeah, they've been struggling Friday night and then today on AWOD's report from joint practice down there. A couple more minutes of crosstalk with AWOD before we take our final break. Get to Jay Farrow. He's joining the program at 11:45. Adam, you mentioned the defense a little bit. You mentioned those obvious pass down situations. You know, so much experience there. Bobby Wagner, Von Miller, even Dorrance Armstrong, an experienced NFL player. What's that going to mean for this unit, and is that going to help alleviate the fears? Because last year they just weren't good enough against the run. They weren't stout enough up front.
Yeah, it's going to be really interesting, man. I'm not worried, and I'm trying to stay positive about everything. You know, there's give and there's take, and like when the offense struggled, it's because the defense was good. When the defense struggled, it's because the offense was good. I'm trying to stay ultra positive because at the end of the day, I do think that this is a 12-win football team that has a more talented roster.
It's a tougher schedule, too, and they'll get tested right away out of the gate. We see Cincinnati sprinting towards the fast start, right? And you and I both rolled our eyes at that. You know, some of these teams, all right, the importance of starting fast. It's a little different for these guys because the Giants are first, because the Raiders are the third game. Is there a word of caution here after watching today's practice of like, all right, don't take it too lightly, though?
Maybe. You know, it's really interesting. I almost think that this was just, you know, Dan Quinn is all about building from within, and a big part of this joint practice, outside of just the players getting work in, was the assistant coaches getting work in. And he talked to, you know, the media about that a little bit on the sidelines after practice. Like, this was an opportunity for a few guys that don't get to call plays to call plays. This was, you know, everybody, I think the word he used was elevated up or leveled up, right? Anybody that was like an assistant was the director today. Anybody that was the backup was the starter. Not guys on the field, but in terms of the coaching staff and the personnel behind the scenes. So I almost think this was like a team building exercise more than anything in terms of what he saw on the field. Like, they will go back and watch the film and, you know, break down where they messed up here and there. And, you know, I will say there were quite a few penalties. And I know Dan Quinn's not going to be happy about that. But aside from this, I think this was like it was a team-building activity, and they're building out a culture.
Dan Quinn, a believer in getting those coaches, the assistant coaches, opportunities, and certainly a sign of success will be if he has to replace a few of them after this season. Awad joins us from Ashburn. You'll be back here tomorrow, and we're going to be getting ready for Awad's Football Fest 3. You've been announcing the special guests. You've been announcing all the fun. I'm fired up, 6 p.m., River City Roll, Saturday night. Tell us about the Commanders' presence there that they're going to have on Saturday night.
Absolutely. Tim Hightower and Fred Smoot representing the Washington Commanders. We did just let the cat out of the bag in terms of our other special guest this morning, J.P. Flame from the Sports Junkies, announcing that he'll be making the trip to Richmond for AWOD's Football Festival this Saturday at River City Roll. So, you know, one of the voices of the longest-running sports radio show in the nation's capital, one of the mouth of the South and Fred Smoot, Richmond Spiders legend Tim Hightower, of course Ken Oxendine will be back as well. It is going down this Saturday. We're going to have prizes, swag, giveaways. We're going to send you to all the games you want to go to.
I had a great time last year. Going to have a great time this year as well. AOI, get ready for your program. We'll be excited to hear from you at noon with more live from Ashburn.
Sounds good, man. Thanks a lot.
That's AWOD Radio. He'll be live from Ashburn noon to 3 today. Grant and Danny, of course, will drive you home on the Fan. They'll have more on today's intra-squad scrimmage. We learned a lot about the Commanders today, and they'll fill you in on all of that. Excited to have a boots on the ground report there. Saw Grant Paulson was out there as well. So you're going to be well covered noon to 6, hearing from guys who are watching that practice firsthand. That's the access we give you here on 910 The Fan. Flying Squirrels baseball tonight. Win the series, get to first place against Altoona. We've got Jay Farrow on the other side. You're listening to 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM.
Be on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. Jam-packed hour of entertainment for you. AWOD's in Ashburn at Washington Commanders practice. He'll check in. Austin Dillon won the NASCAR race last year in Richmond Cup Series race. He'll be back to defend his title on Saturday. Joins us before we go off the air. And comedian Jay Farrow, remember him from his 6 years on Saturday Night Live. He's at the Funny Bone this weekend, joins us to wrap up the show as well. But folks, he's back in town, and it's time for Tuesdays with Trey.
Top of the fourth inning.
Time to bring it on.
Voice of the Squirrels.
Here's Trey Wilson on the call.
Trey Wilson.
Thank you very much.
Welcome home, Trey. It's been a minute.
Yeah, it's been a couple of weeks. That's a pretty good lineup you've got today on the show. Jay Farrow, another 757 native like me.
Yeah,
that's pretty cool. And yeah, it's race week in Richmond, but it's also Squirrels are back home week finally. Yeah, we've been on the road for like 15 days, so trying to get caught up on things like laundry and trying to remember where I live, where my house is. It's been a little bit of an adjustment. Yeah.
It's the little things. And coming home at a big time for a big series. A nice week in Erie, 4-2. A series win up there in a place where it's been hard for the Squirrels to win against a very good baseball team. And now set the stage for us, Trey. Altoona's coming to town, and this one means something.
Yeah, it absolutely does. Winning that series last week was huge. Not just a tough place for the Squirrels. That's been a tough place for anybody to go win games for the last few years. And got a 500 road trip when you're in a playoff race. That's what you want. You want to come home at least breaking even. If you can do that and you can win from home series, mix in some road series wins here and there, you're going to be in a good spot down the stretch. And that's right where the Squirrels are, with a little over a month left in this season. Altoona comes to town this week. They start play today, a game and a half up in first place over the Flying Squirrels. So the goal for this week is really simple. If you win the series, if you're Richmond, if you win the series, you're in first place with a little under a month to play in the season. So it's not quite just a two-team race at this point. Akron is still kind of hanging around there in the mix, but it's down to these two teams kind of controlling their own destiny. The Flying Squirrels still have 12 games in the final 5 weeks or so of the season against Altoona. So something like 40% of the games left are against Altoona. So if they can handle the curve, then they're going to find themselves back in postseason most likely this year for the third time in 4 years.
And we'll get a chance to take care of Akron as well in a couple of weeks at home. It's a jam-packed lineup. We'll remind everybody, you got 18 more chances to see regular season baseball at the Diamond before they close it down. And of course, the big announcement yesterday, people had been wondering, when's opening day next year? Obviously, get that one circled on the calendar, and we can tell you it's April 7th, and I think there's going to be a lot of people looking forward to that as well. But first, we've got 18 more dates at the Diamond, have a loaded lineup this week, starting with Salute to the Peanut Night tonight. I know we'll be paying tribute to the Diamond as well, with the Diamond through the decades, and Trey's fun facts on the broadcast. What's exciting you this week as we get this countdown close to single digits?
Well, I'm going to be honest. I always love Salute to the Peanut Night. It's a little, you know, it's I won't say it's a little thing, but you know, it's a little minor detail to start the week. But
the peanut's a little thing. I get it. Ha ha.
Yeah. Look, growing up in the peanut part of the state before I, you know, moved around and then eventually landed here, I always enjoy celebrating the peanut. I grew up surrounded by peanut fields, and so good to see all the people from the Virginia Peanut Growers Association. We've got a great T-shirt giveaway tonight. The You Can't Have Fun Without Going Nuts T-shirt for Salute to the Peanut Night. But I'm mostly excited for what's happening on the field. It's my old team from Altoona in town, so that's always fun. There's been a bit of a rivalry here for the last 5 years. Some say that it's because I left and came here. Those people are probably wrong, but it kind of calmed down a little bit over the last couple of years. But now, as we start to wind down this portion of the 2025 season, with 12 very meaningful games left in the last roughly month of the season, this could get really fun with these two teams. And you know, the Flying Squirrels won the series in Altoona earlier this year, right before the first half started. Altoona's got a little bit different looking team, but so does Richmond. So I think this is going to be, baseball wise, I think this is going to be a really fun couple of weeks coming up.
Can I ask you a question? I should know the answer to, but don't. So Erie's lurking. They're not in the picture at all, but they're the first half champs. If they win the second half, does the playoff spot to go to whoever finishes second?
Correct.
Okay. So they're not a factor here in terms of they're already in. And we're hoping to send you back to Erie, Trey. I know you, the words you want to hear. We're hoping to ship you back to Erie in a few weeks.
Hey, I enjoyed my stay in Erie this past week. You know, took a little time, went down to the lake, went and got Lucky Louie's Beers and Wieners, one of my favorite places to eat in the Eastern League. I mean, they have beers and they have wieners. What else do you need? And look, I do hope we get to go back up there in September and spend, it'll be for one game, but or maybe two, I guess, because they have home field. But one or two games, but I do hope that we get to do that. That means you got a chance to play for a championship. It's the furthest team away in the division. It's the longest possible ride possibility, but that's what it takes to try and to close out the Diamond with a trophy raising. That's what's got to happen.
Now, Pelf's got enough movies to keep everybody busy between here and there. I'm not worried about that.
Haven't been any movies on the bus this year for the most part.
No.
It's kind of been strange.
Oh, big news from Trey. Uh-oh. What are they doing?
Yeah. Their own thing. Kind of like it always happened. I think there's been a couple, but for the most part, yeah, that's we talked about it before, but for those that we have these long bus rides, we travel with these two nice charter buses, and in the low minors back in the day, before everybody had their own connectivity, you know, that was the thing. You always had the guy on the team that had the giant binder filled with DVDs. Every team had a guy for everything. You had a guy who cut hair. You had the guy with the DVDs. You had the guy who played guitar. No cutting hair on the bus, but that's a different thing. But Pelf was, like, I think back in the day, he was probably the movie guy. He's definitely the movie guy here. But these days, for a long time, I had not seen a movie over the whole bus. You know, I watched it on, like, my iPad in, like, 10 years until Pelf got here. And it was kind of nice, you know, if everybody kind of gets into it. But this year, it's just kind of been everybody doing their own thing on the bus. So
I like it when somebody else picks for me, because I don't like thinking about that. Like, I'll watch movies on cable TV that I own on DVD just because they're on, and it's it's easy. I like the selection. But I like everybody doing their own thing too. Don't mess with the juju right now. Whatever's working is working. We're not in the business of changing things up right now, Trey.
I mean, guys will sit in the back. They play cards and stuff like that. It's not like everybody's kind of sitting locked in their own space. It's, you know, guys are playing cards, or there are some guys who, you know, use it as an opportunity to get a little bit of isolated time, because you don't get a lot of that in their shoes in this world or the season. But, yeah, it's like little mini, a lot of different activities as you work your way back from the front of the bus where the staff sits to the back where the bathroom is. You can see a lot of different activity going on.
It's never a dull moment with Trey and Blaine on the road. They're back home tonight, 6:35 first pitch, setting up. What we don't have to tell you is a phenomenal week of baseball against first place Altoona. When the series get to first place, it's all in front of the Squirrels. 6:35 all week long, Saturday 6:05, and we're doing Sunday nighters now, 5:05 Sunday night, which is the Taylor Swift night. It's going to be – that was a good time. I know you planned this stuff before the season starts. She's in the news. Is good timing by the promotional crew, just saying. Trey, anything else we want to tease while we're here? We got the wrestling mask giveaway on Friday. I know that's always one of your big nights each year.
Yeah, we got that.
We're losing Trey. I think we may have lost Trey. They do have the wrestling mask giveaway on Friday night, though. The RDS Voladores wrestling mask. We don't need to get Trey back on. We were wrapping up with him anyway. You can let him know we appreciate his time, and we did not rudely disconnect. It wasn't a hang up situation. I don't need any beef. Trey's got beef all over the Eastern League, you hear. We can't be starting beef with Trey either. 6:35 tonight, Squirrels against Altoona. They were up in Erie. Erie's the team that ended up taking John Oliver up on his offer. Remember, John Oliver on last week tonight said he was going to rename a minor league baseball team temporarily if he was allowed full creative control, and they did. And he renamed them the Moon Mammoths, which I would imagine that merchandise is selling very well. So Trey Wilson, Squirrels Baseball, you'll catch it every night here on The Fan all the way up until Sunday, Taylor Swift night. You know, everybody's sharing that clip. She's going to announce her new album on Travis Kelce's podcast. I mean, that's a pretty good get for the Kelces. If you're Jason Kelce, that's a really good get. You don't even have to, deal with everything else. You just get a million listeners on your podcast right there.
Speaking of Jason Kelce, did he ever get his Super Bowl ring back?
Remind me.
Didn't he lose his Super Bowl ring in a kiddie pool wrestling with mayonnaise or something?
He definitely did, yes.
Yeah. Thinking about that.
I wonder if he got an honorary one for their most recent title, because they do that sometimes with the guys who are, like, you know, meaningful to the team. They'll get, well, he may have got one of the fresh ones. The new one has the eagle wings that pop out. Have you seen this?
I have not, but that's awesome.
It's the big ring, and, like, you push the button, the middle of it, uh-huh, and two eagle wings pop out that are encrusted in diamonds.
Yeah, sure. Let's do it.
Got to raise the bar every single year. That's what they do. Washington Commanders working towards a Super Bowl ring. They're up in Ashburn today, and it was the burgundy team against the gold team today. I joked in the first segment. I said the winning team's going to get T-shirts. The winning team got T-shirts. Yes! True intramural day
out there in Ashburn, fired up about that. Other NFL story I wanted to duck in on before we take a break. John Gruden won his appeal against the NFL in the Nevada Supreme Court. So John Gruden, you might remember, was fired from the Raiders after the emails came out that did not paint anybody in a flattering light. Bruce Allen caught a little shrapnel from that. John Gruden hasn't coached since. He's at Barstool now, I think. He's doing his thing. He sued the NFL, essentially saying the NFL improperly leaked his emails to the Wall Street Journal, which triggered the whole thing, which may or may not have been a plan to get Dan Snyder out, not John Gruden out, but the Grudens got caught up in it. Jay Gruden, of course, was the coach forever in D.C. This is the NFL's worst-case lawsuit, though, which I said when it happened, and so I'll double-click on this for people who have just joined us in the past year. John is asking for all the emails from the NFL in that time to be released as part of this trial. Now, this is the sort of thing the NFL would normally just settle and make go away, but John Gruden made a crap ton of money coaching the Raiders. He's got all the money he needs in life. What he loves is football. And what he can't do is coach football. The only way the NFL can settle this, weirdly, is by making him a head coach again, the thing they can't do because of the emails, which got leaked, which paint everybody in a not flattering light, so he's unhirable. He's got nothing to lose, and he can't be bought off because he doesn't want money because he has money. I'm excited for this one. This one's worth following. Forget that whatever the like collusion thing was, forget that. This is the one you need to be watching. Because if John Gruden gets the NFL's emails released, we're going to have a field day with that. We're just going to be reading them on air for weeks at a time. That is going to be a field day right there. Jerry Jones's Netflix show is coming out. They held the debut last night. We're going to be binging that for sure. We'll have lots to say about the Jerry Jones America's Team Netflix. Now, he is the executive producer of that. So nobody, like, we're not getting our hopes up. We're just saying, Jerry Jones Netflix show. That's enough for me. We're good there. Awan's on the ground in D.C. He is chatting with Quan Martin today during his program, noon to 3, Awan Radio, live from Ashburn. He'll continue to get you hyped up. Awan's Football Fest 3. I hope you'll join us on Saturday. We're going to be hanging out with our listeners. We're going to get there at 6 o'clock. We're going to be on stage. We're going to talk football with a bunch of experts rolling through. I know one of the junkies is going to be there. We got a Commanders legend there, maybe multiple Commanders legends there. Ken Oxendine's going to be there. We'll have a live show for you. And then we're going to hang out with our listeners, eat wings, eat pizza, do whatever we're going to do there, River City Roll on Saturday night. With beer and wieners, that's Trey's thing. I'll have the beer and the wings at River City Roll. A1's Football Fest 3, Saturday night. River City Roll starts at 6 o'clock. We hope everybody comes out there to join us. Jam-packed hour. Austin Dillon won in Richmond last year. He's coming back Saturday night under the lights. NASCAR in Richmond. Comedian Jay Farrow wraps the show up at 11:45. Between then, we'll get an update from Ashburn, where practice is winding down as we speak. A big show. We'll take a break. We'll be back with Austin Dillon on the other side. You're listening to 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM worldwide on the Free Odyssey app. I get back to the Hokies here in a few minutes. But major development in Ashburn. Terry McLaurin is standing next to Adam Peters during today's practice. We've got a video here. J.P. Finley's got the video. He posted it. Awan's down there. Awan's going to join us at some point. He's running around. He's getting the scoop, as he should. That's his job. What he doesn't know yet, because I haven't told him yet, is that Jay Farrow's on at 11:45. And in the event of a tie, it's going to go to the guy who's on Saturday Night Live for 6 years. So we've determined that internally. Maybe we'll sneak Awan in between Austin Dillon and Jay Farrow. It's a loaded program. Sometimes you learn harsh truths a harsh way. I think he's going to learn some things today. In the video, Terry is wearing a hoodie, standing on the sideline, talking to Adam Peters, kind of stoic, talking, nodding, no smiles. Adam Peters, hands on the hip, talking back to Terry. Very different. I'm not.
I'm not EB. I'm not a body language reader. Very different from the video of Terry we saw a couple weeks ago when he was dapping up the ownership, Jaden's mom, everybody in sight. Big smile on his face. This one, this is the business talk right here. They're talking business.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Oh, yeah.
They're not having fun.
You don't need to read body language to know that.
Well, I do need to read the body language to know. I need something here. I need something I can cling to.
All
here.
I needed was EB to tell me.
Well, that's the problem with going after the junkies. You're like, I have some thoughts, but then they say them. You're like, well, I had the thoughts too.
Yeah.
I also had thoughts, so one just, I'm not just copying the junkies and doing their show in a condensed format without smelling salts.
Promise.
Which, by the way, I'm doing the show without smelling salts. So,
and I'm impressed.
Points for me.
Bing. I'm not going to look for it on my little hot tea page. It's been a Wednesday. It's Tuesday. Oh, MP, I'm not ready for this.
No, but you went back to the pod.
I did.
Yeah.
And I survived the pod.
Did you not get refreshed in the pod? What happened there?
Oh. The pod refreshes me.
Okay, good. Linnell Willingham, our guy Nell, who he keeps stirring things up out there. All he does is stir the pod out there. He had the Laramie Tunsil stuff. He's been keeping us posted from practice. By the way, he says, definitely feeling different about the Terry situation now that he's out here talking to Adam Peters. It's just different optics. The disconnect on the whole thing has been what we know of the situation is Terry and the team are really far apart, like not a normal amount far apart, enough that we're all kind of getting nervous about this thing. But also, every few days we see Terry emerge at practice, smiling, laughing, and dapping everybody up. Like, Can't wait for them to just pay me my money so we can move on with this. I don't think Terry's calculated like that. I think Terry really genuinely believes they're not going to do this season without me. Why would they do this season without me? I'm the star receiver. They traded for Laremy Tunsil. They traded for Marshawn Lattimore. They're very clearly pushing some chips into the middle of the table here. They wouldn't do it without their star receiver. And I fear we're coming closer to the day where we find out if Terry is right or not. And I fear that the first-time general manager, Adam Peters, is going to decide, I can't cave on this. If I cave on this, they're going to walk all over me like a doormat for the next 5 years. I've got to establish my bona fides as an NFL general manager. I got to stand up for myself. He's under contract. You've heard the lines before. I don't think I view this any differently. I think that we're nearing the point where they're playing chicken. It doesn't matter until after the third preseason game, but then it matters a lot, and we're going to see who's willing to compromise, who's not willing to compromise, and things are going to heat up fast. I don't think things are going to heat up in the interim. I think Terry's out there. He's like, this is going to get worked out. I'm going to play football this season with Jaden Daniels. That's pretty cool. I don't know that that's the truth, though. I'm sure we'll talk more about this Saturday night. AWOD's Football Fest, Round 3, River City Roll, Saturday night, 6 o'clock. So AWOD says he can't join us because he's got to talk to Quan Martin. Okay, great. Good for him. He'll give us the practice update down the line later. Linnell Willingham, he's given the practice updates here. So today in Ashburn, they're doing the intra-squad scrimmage. Throwback to the intramural days. Winner gets a t-shirt and the bragging rights, of course. Jaden Daniels is struggling against the first team defense, is the word from Linnell Willingham. What does it mean? Probably not much. Jaden can't run in a scrimmage environment. He's impressed with Debo. I think everybody's been impressed with Debo so far. I think we need to separate our love for Debo and our will a Terry get done meter here. Same with, they struggled against the Patriots. A deal's going to get done. I don't think the two are connected at all. I don't read a whole lot into what happened in New England the other night. Since I wasn't there yesterday to weigh in on the preseason game, which happened all the way back on Friday night now. The other thing that I thought, and I'm kind of glad we didn't go on right after the preseason game because I thought all the topics were kind of stupid. The most stupid of the stupid topics were the people who thought that Debo Samuel and Mikey Sanders still shouldn't have gone out for the Tom Brady statue unveiling. Did you see this storyline? So before the game, the Patriots unveiled it. You know, it was the first preseason game of the year, first time everybody's out there. They've built a Tom Brady statue.
Yes.
Outside the stadium.
Mm-hmm.
As you do.
He's Tom Brady.
I get it. Sure.
Yeah.
They built a Tom Brady statue. They did a big unveiling ceremony. Tom Brady spoke. Debo Samuel and Mikey Sanristil, both of whom were not playing in the preseason game,
okay,
walked outside to go watch the statue unveiling. And the fans, the Commanders fans, got big mad about this. Disrespectful
no.
to the game. You're there to focus and play a football game. That's the opponent.
They're not there to play.
I just want to be 100% clear. Hashtag Team Hazel. They yeah. were not, in fact, there to play a football game.
I'll say he's Tom Brady.
And
they're not playing. Everybody can stop being mad about this. I've made my decision.
Yeah, I made my decision 0.0001 seconds after it happened. First the junkies steal my takes. Now you steal my takes before I have a chance to get my takes. You're absolutely right, though.
Thank you, MP.
It's a full non-issue.
Of course they did. So would I.
They could do it because their roster spots are secure. They're 90 guys in that locker room, minus Terry, 89 guys in that locker room. 87 of them wanted to go out.
Right.
Just felt they couldn't for whatever reason. Because they needed to play in the preseason game, because they needed to get treatment, because they didn't want to go out and deal with people, whatever. They're just doing what everybody else wanted to do.
Yeah.
I'm telling you that right now. If it's a regular season game, sure, of course they're not going out there. Those count.
That's when I would tell them to lock in. They're here to play a game.
Gotta lock in. But this isn't.
They're not playing. They're not playing the game.
No. And he's Tom Brady.
The
one I laughed at the most was when we were up there for a game against New England. It was Kirk Cousins' first year starting. Mm. And he spent all week fawning over Tom Brady. It was like, that's the greatest guy to ever do it. I'm going to ask him for some tips.
Oh.
And we're like, okay, sure. All right. But then after the game, they do the handshakes, and he goes up, and he's like, Tom, like, can we work together?
He pulls out his notebook. He's like, I am ready to learn everything.
And Tom's like, no.
Who could have seen this coming?
That's a little weird.
Whoa, back up security.
Oops, awkward.
Rob stuff.
Not to be confused with the joint practice between the Patriots and the Redskins when RG3 and Tom Brady were sharing a field. And RG3 was like, pretty cool, Tom Brady, to come bow down and kiss the ring, like, because I'm RG3. Wow. Different vibes, same outcome. It didn't matter. All the paths, same outcome. Taylor Heinicke actually has the best Tom Brady story because he was on the Patriots.
Oh, yeah?
For like a month and a half on the practice squad. And he's a first day, he said, I'm going to impress Tom Brady. I'm going to beat him to the facility. When he gets to the facility, he's going to see me there and he's going to know. Ooh. I take football very seriously, mm-hmm. and he's going to be impressed, which was a good plan.
Yeah.
So he decides to get there at 5 a.m.
Uh-oh.
He didn't meet him.
Ugh.
Walks in. Hey, hey, you must be the new guy. I'm Tom. I said, is that like, did he know you were going to do that?
Right. He
and
got
he
there
was
extra
like,
early.
Out Tom Brady-ing you. And he said, no, he was there every single day. He said, I never once beat him there.
Wow.
The whole time with the Patriots. And I said, like, did you ever like think about like going in at 3 just to like try to do it? And I don't think he did, which I wouldn't have either.
Right, because at that point, you don't want to upset Tom Brady.
If we get into that competition here, there's a point where I'm going to let you win. Like, you start getting it a few minutes before 9. I'm like, uh-oh, Hazel's taking this more seriously than me. Maybe I get here like 8:53, but we're drawing the line pretty quickly after that.
8:45. All right. But we're not going further back than that.
No. Adam Epstein, AWOD Radio, live from Ashburn, noon to 3, Quan Martin joins the program. Safety, this is the final year for him before he gets to contract negotiation time. I was a little surprised they didn't bring in a little more competition for Quan Martin, and that's not anything against his skill set. I just think they're going to want to do better at that position moving forward in order to be the team they need to be. Y'all know I love Will Harris. That's my guy. I think everybody's going to like him. I don't think Quan's got this thing on lock by any stretch, though, to the extent that there very much could be something different going on once cuts happen, once other teams release their players, a Noah Brown kind of situation. No Noah Brown out there today, no Marcus Mariota. We'll keep you posted on everything going on in Ashburn. We'll get back to the Hokies. And we have a story from the world of tech workplaces that we're going to need to weigh in on. We've been agreeing so far today. I believe we will continue to agree into the next segment. We'll find out, though. You're listening to MP on the Mic. This is 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays. sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.